Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus, and you're listening to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. Today I'm joined by the lovely Nadia, who is a mummy to two little boys, just like me, and we're going to talk about choosing baby names. It's such a massive topic and one thing that unites all of us mums and mums-to-be. So welcome Nadia, it's so lovely to have you on the show today.
Thank you Holly, it's lovely to be here.
So when it comes to baby names, I found it a little bit tricky. How did you find it?
Oh, I think I found it quite daunting, to be honest. It's such a huge thing, whether you know the gender or not. But first of all, to find something that you like, but then to agree with your partner on it as well. And maybe even extended family, depending on who you're involved in the process.
I know. And it is, like you said, it is a massive decision, isn't it? Because I always, even now, I think to myself, my little ones are going to have these names forever, you know, unless they change it,
yes,
which
they have
very
option,
much
yeah.
doubt. Yeah, yeah. But, well, they better not after all the hard work I went through to find their names.
No, you'd come after them.
But it is a huge decision. So do you mind me asking what your little ones' names are?
Yes, so like you, I have two boys and they're called Caspian and Orsino. So definitely quite unusual names there.
They are beautiful names. So that was Caspian and...
Orsino.
Orsino. They are absolutely stunning names and they are unique. I don't think I've heard... I might have heard Caspian before. So how did you choose your first child's name then?
Well, the thing is that we have quite a common surname. And I think for me, originally, I quite liked more traditional names like William or Oliver. But then I was conscious that maybe there'd be quite a few with those names when they went to school and maybe even with the same surname. So we sort of chatted about it and I said, even though I really care for those sort of more old-fashioned, more traditional and also very nice names, maybe it would be better to go down the route of a more unusual name. And my husband, who's quite the prankster, then said, well, we can either give him a name which means that he can basically never be found because there'll be a million with the same name as him, or we can give him a name that if he turns criminal, the police will get him very quickly. And I was like, you have high hopes for our son, you really do, you know. So but then it was like, what kind of unusual names do we like? Where do we even start? Because I think when you go on maybe websites or apps, they come up with beautiful names. And I have to say, in my personal opinion, there's so many girls' names I like. So many beautiful girls' names.
Oh, and you have, of course, you've got two boys like me.
Exactly.
Like you said. Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, where do I start with a boy's name? I kind of, from a young age, I kind of knew if I had a girl, this is what I would call her. And I love these, you know, wonderful sort of flowery names or seasonal names for girls. So having a boy was like, oh, okay, where do I start here?
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. It's a good point because when I was looking for my little one's names, so I've got my eldest is called Cameo and then his little brother is called Marlo.
Oh, no, the name lovely Cameo, names as well.
Oh, thank you. The name Cameo was actually coming up as a girl's name because, you know, like websites like to define names, don't they? And I kind of didn't really pay much attention. I was like, oh, well, who cares if every other cameo we meet will be a girl? Like, I didn't even think about that. But it is true. I did see lots of names in the girls section that I really liked. But sometimes I feel like that with clothes. I feel like the girls' clothes are much nicer in the supermarkets.
Yes. You know? Somebody needs to do something about that.
That's another podcast.
There's a business idea in there to launch amazing boys' wear that's not just sort of grey or blue or black.
I know. I know, but sorry, going back to names and not clothes. So in terms of you finding, so who's the eldest out of your?
So Caspian's the eldest, he's just turned six this month. And I came across it in the you know, the Narnia trilogy. There is a Prince Caspian.
Oh, wow.
And I saw it and I really liked it, and our surname starts with a C as well, so there was some alliteration there, and I quite like that it matched. But I had no idea how my partner would react. So when I sort of, because we'd talked about a few names and every name I'd brought up, he'd kind of been like, nah, don't like it. And then he brought a name up and I'd been like, no, don't like that. And you're thinking, are we ever going to agree on anything?
Yeah, we've only got 9 months here, guys. We've only got 9 months to think of a name.
And it's also like, if you really set your heart on one and then you present it to your partner and they just go, no, don't like it. You're like, but I'd thought about this, I've pictured what he would look like. And, you know, if they take it away from you very quickly, it can be hard. So I think, you know, it can be a really wonderful thing to decide on a name, but it can also create a few issues. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, so I said to him, you know, like, how do you feel about this? Sort of a bit tensely. And he just went, oh, I love it. And I went, oh, okay. And he was like, well, actually, he used to work in France for a while, and part of his job was to travel in the Middle East. And in his job, he'd had quite a few experiences being in and around the Caspian Sea, because obviously there's also the Caspian Sea. He said, oh, I've got these great memories of sitting on a beach by the Caspian Sea, eating caviar and drinking vodka. So I think it's a brilliant name. So I was like, okay.
Brilliant. Yeah. I absolutely love that you've come with this name out of this kind of this children's book, if you like, this magical book. And you've kind of almost expected your husband to be like, no chance.
Yeah.
And he's come out with these amazing memories. I feel like it's just such an amazing thing to bring together and create your child's name, isn't it? That's amazing. Yeah.
And so from there on, we were sort of set on that. And then there was the whole sort of issue of, do you tell family before the child is born? Do you tell friends? Are you very open about it? I don't know what you did.
You know, with me, with my first child Cameo, how we decided on his name is so a bit like your situation. My husband was so fussy, so he's got quite a unique name. My husband, his mum literally like made it up. It's an actual made up name.
Oh wow.
And I know. And then he won't mind me saying his name's Chino, but it's got two eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come from anywhere. His mum literally made it up, which is great. But
she's
you
very
know,
creative then.
I know. And I won't say too much in case she's listening. I love you, mother-in-law. And then, so he's got quite an unusual name. So we always felt like our first child really had to live up to his name, you know, because he can't have a dad with such a great name. And he has a standard name.
Yeah.
So I went through loads of names. I was looking on websites. I was looking in books. And every time I came up with a name, he was like, no, not interested. It's so hard. And what's also a bit silly with us is all the books. So my husband has a huge family.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the boys, most of their names begin with a C.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's planned or what, but I'm not sure. But I wanted to go with that because I felt like that's quite a nice thing.
It ties the family together, doesn't it? You know, that there's
exactly.
Like,
and there was no pressure or anything. No one said anything. It's just something I'd picked up on. And I come from a very small family. So I wanted to feel like we were now part of this huge family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a C. It's like, right, so no matter what, the name has to begin with a C. So we've kind of shortened it down a little bit here. we've kind of narrowed it down slightly, but my husband was so not interested. And then my husband's middle name is actually Cameo.
Oh, okay.
So one day, I remember it like it was yesterday. I sat on the sofa and I said to my husband, well, what about we just use your middle name? We just use Cameo. And he didn't say no, right?
That's a good first step.
I know. He didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. He said maybe. And I was like, right, that's a yes then. That's the first maybe we've had.
Got him. There you go.
Yeah, that is a yes. So that's how we came out, got our child's
first name.
Oh, that's
such a lovely idea. But that's another thing, because middle name can kind of make your full name.
Exactly.
I think for us, actually, because Caspian does have a story behind his middle name, because I was quite insistent he had a middle name. I was like, what if he doesn't like Caspian? You know, what if it just it doesn't work for him? Because my parents kind of did that for me, because they called me Nadia, which was fairly unusual in Denmark, where I grew up back in the 80s. So they gave me a middle name. So my middle name is Martina. So they said, you could always call yourself that, you know, in case you don't like your first name.
Yeah.
So I was quite insistent that Caspian had a middle name, but now we'd finally insisted on a first name. So it's like, where do we go from here? And then it just so happened that he came on my birthday.
Speaking
of giving your son sort of a name that resonates with the parents or comes from the parents in one way. And John, my partner, he had this idea. He said, how about we call him Aiden? And first I was like, I like the name, but where did you come up with that?
Yeah, like where does it tie in?
Yeah,
anything?
And he was like, I do have some Irish heritage, but do you not understand why I like it? And I was thinking, I was like, being a bit dumb maybe, and I was like, no, I don't really get it, you know. And he was like, it's Nadia backwards. And I was like,
oh my goodness,
wow, oh, okay. And he's like, he came on your birthday, you know, like, so you got that.
Wow.
So I think that's really lovely. So he's Caspian Aiden.
I feel like your husband needs a bit of an award for that.
I think he made up for sort of, you know, all the other stuff, you know. He really got a big tip there.
That is brilliant. I would never, I've never even thought of that. I'm sitting here now trying to think of names backwards.
I know, but it's because he does a lot of he's a bit of a nerd. He does a lot of crossword puzzles, and I think because of that he's so used to like rearranging, you know, letters and stuff. So that's another thing you could look at if you're looking at names, is maybe, you know, if your name or your partner's name or grandparents' names, if you don't want to actually call them exactly that, you could look, can I make another name out of their names? Like my name is also Diana. So, you know, had it been a girl, you could have used that name. So it is worth looking into if you want to name them after somebody, but you don't want it to be a direct sort of
exactly. Replica. And I think, you know, middle names are quite a good idea, you know, if you feel like you want to kind of pay homage to someone in your family, or you do want to keep a bit of tradition from, you know, if there's something in your family that's been ongoing, a middle name is always a good, it's almost like a backup option, isn't it?
if you're
under pressure. Yeah. So we actually were really open with our name once we had fully decided on Cameo. That was it. I was happy to tell everyone. I didn't really hide it. We did get a couple of, well, Cameo, kind of what, like, you know. So people, you know, some people were surprised by it, I guess, because they just had never heard it as a name before.
Yes.
But I really liked that. I loved that. And even now, I love that it is unique, but it's not so unique that it's going to be difficult for him in the future.
No, you know. I do think, you know, if you're going to go for a unique name, at least, you know, try and look at whether it's fairly easy to spell, so they don't have to sit and sort of spell it every time they talk to somebody on the phone and have to register for something. So yes, that's a very good point.
Yeah, although saying that, I had this conversation a little while ago, and I do feel like even if you give your child a unique name, it is down to everyone else to get used to it. You know, if we can say, learn words like, you know, fiance and things like that. And I feel like we should have the ability to learn everyone's name correctly, even if it takes a couple of attempts.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it should never be too much hassle to learn someone's name.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And also for me, because we're kind of, I suppose you are in a way as well, but you know, if you're mixed across cultures or borders or anything, it's, as you say, it's other people, it's up to other people to really know and understand that, and
absolutely,
not to the child to have to defend themselves in any way. Because obviously me being Danish, a lot of people go, oh, Caspian, is that Scandinavian? And actually it's not. And
yeah,
I think my Danish family at the beginning anyway had a harder time kind of understanding it and accepting it, and they've all come around, and I don't think anybody would think he should be called anything else. He sort of really suits the name.
Of course.
But as you say, we opened up once we decided. And like, even my mum was a bit like, oh, I don't know. You know, I think she was keen for him to be named after my grandfather.
Okay.
But for me, that wasn't an option because, yeah, it just didn't feel right to me. And as it turned out, my cousin then had a boy a couple of years later, and he was very keen to name him after our grandfather, so it fitted quite well that he got that opportunity, you know, that I hadn't taken that away from him, because it wasn't for me, but it was for him. So
of course. So did you have any concerns then when you first decided on Caspian's name? Did you worry that people in your family wouldn't like it? Or I know you said maybe your mum kind of wanted a bit of a family name, but did you worry that they would be, no, we don't like it, you know, we don't want you to have that name? Or are your family quite easygoing generally?
Generally, they're quite easygoing, but some did voice opinions about it, which sort of, it didn't make us change our minds, but it did upset me a little bit, and it actually made me not tell anybody when we decided on Orsino for the second time around. And I do think it's something to be conscious about, not for you as an expectant parent, but if anybody's listening and they know anybody who's expecting, and if, you know, they involve you in their naming process, take that as a huge gift. It's not up to you to judge. Just be supportive. If you don't like the name, you don't have to say. You know, it's a bit like on social media. If you have nothing nice to say, just keep on scrolling.
Exactly. And so, at the end of the day, it's the parents' decision, isn't it?
It
is. And if you don't like it, just kind of keep that to yourself, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't really matter. If someone's asking your opinion about a name, they don't really want your opinion, okay?
No, exactly. They just want to, you know, tell you their amazing news that, you know, as a couple, they might have decided on a name. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be part of. But I think it's like people, when there's a baby, whether you like the name or not, you wouldn't sort of say it if you're holding the baby at the time. But it's almost like people forget that there's a baby still there, you know, like inside the woman. And so they feel like they can speak their mind. And I do think that's something we should really address and change, you know, that we're a lot more supportive of new parents.
And also, and expectant, I think, parents. Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. And I think that sometimes when you're pregnant or you're a new mum, everything is so new that you feel, you know, you can feel under pressure just generally. And to suddenly have this pressure of naming this baby, and it can be quite a lot. And even if you've had this name forever, you know, from the age of, you know, 15, I've decided I'm going to call my child Henry. Even if you've had this name forever in your head, suddenly when it gets to that moment where you have to really confirm it, it can be quite overwhelming, I think, because you are literally giving this baby, this child, this person, a name. So I think, you know, allow yourself to, if you feel you're not sure, or you're kind of going backwards and forwards a little bit, you're taking your time, or even if you can't find a name, you know, it takes a little while, I think that's all okay. You know, it's a big deal what you're doing, and the pressure is there.
And even if you don't know before the baby is born, that's okay too. You know, sometimes you have to meet them. I mean, I've you know, had friends where they were like, we don't want anybody to know, because we actually want the baby to be the first one to hear his or her name. We don't want it to be anybody else's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people
before that. And I quite like that as well. Yeah. You know, that you sort of, it's between you and the baby before it becomes anybody else's business.
And I don't think you should feel pressured at all to, people always want to know the name. Do you have any names? Can you give me a little clue? You know, and if you really don't want to share the name, you don't have to. It's completely your decision, and people basically have to respect that.
Yeah. And end of the day, even though it is often a name for life, you know, once the baby's born, and if you've given it one name, I mean, I have a good friend, and they figured out with their second one that the first name they'd given her was just not the right one. And a couple of weeks down the line, they decided to change it. And now she is exactly the name that they changed it into. So, you know, just to not make it too big of a deal, it can be changed, you know, like it.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And also, what you'll probably find is when the child arrives, you very rarely actually call your child by his or her name. You know, you end up having little nicknames or you kind of change it slightly just because you're at home and that's the kind of thing that you do as a family. So you're right. I think, you know, at the same time, although it is a huge deal, we are naming a person, at the same time, it isn't completely set in stone, is it? You can change it as time goes on.
And as you say, sometimes, you know, like you give them a nickname. I mean, Orsino, we actually rarely call him Orsino. We call him Ossie most of the time. And that's kind of what he reacts to. It doesn't mean lots of people think he's called Oscar, but, you know, we don't mind that. But yeah, he'll probably be the child, you know, when he's in trouble, we'll use his full name. You know, and so he knows when he's in trouble, because that's when we'll go, Orsino, no, don't do that. But we also realised something else. In abbreviating to Ozzy, when he's now, what is he, 20 months, and we're getting to that phase where he's obviously into everything and you sometimes have to stop him and say no. But when you say Ozzy no, it becomes Orsino.
It's starting to happen.
Yeah, so weirdly, you know, like when we tell him off, we use his full name. So, I mean, we're trying to now use his name in sort of nice situations, so he doesn't.
It's funny how that happens, though, doesn't it? Names, that's what I mean, like names adapt, don't they? Mm. You know, so depending on what situation you're in, it's quite funny. So talking about Orsino, how did you come up with his name? How did that happen? After you had this amazing first name for your first little one, how did you come up with a brilliant second name?
Well, that was tough, I have to say, because I'm so happy having two boys now. But there was a part of me that potentially would have liked a girl, you know, like, so again, you know, because we found out, and obviously not everybody's going to find out the gender, so you might have two lists with boys and girls' names before the birth. But we wanted to know, it was easier for us. But before we knew, we'd settle on a girl's name. And we both really, we had to obviously find something that kind of matched Caspian. So we really liked the name India for a girl. My partner's mum was born in India, you know, there was, we tried to find another sort of literary name, you know, and there's India in Gone with the Wind, I think. So there was sort of, there was lots of things that kind of matched. So we were like, oh, if it's a girl, we're all set, you know. We've got it, we've nailed it, no problem. And then we get to the scan. Exactly. And then we get to the scan. And because my pregnancy was quite different, I kind of thought, oh, maybe it is a girl, you know. But no, it was another boy, which is wonderful. And they're beautiful boys and they have the best friendship. And, you know, I couldn't be happier now. But obviously that left us with, the conundrum of trying to find another unique boy's name. And something that matched, because I think it's a bit like you said with your partner or your husband, his name is so unique that you probably had to find something to match it for your firstborn. And with us, it was similar, you know, like, again, I like the traditional names, but I think it would have been a bit funny if we'd called the first one Caspian, the next one Peter, you know, like, sort of like, you'd be like, what did I do wrong? Not that there's anything wrong with Peter. I think it's a very nice name as well.
Absolutely.
But it's just that. So then I was sort of, I kept hovering around India or Indiana. And like you, it did come up on a lot of sites as being mainly a female name, even though originally I think it's a boy's name. So I sort of was like, oh, could we maybe do Indy? Or, and my partner was like, I think he was like, had it been a girl, yes, great. But now it needed to be something else. So one night, and not too, a couple of weeks before maybe I was due, we were sitting up quite late and I said, well, we need to try and sort of find a name. So I said, what do we have in common?
An idea, yeah.
Yeah. What sort of connects us in a way? And I think that could be a good way of looking at it. If you're completely lost where to start, maybe look at, do you and your partner have any common interests? Say, are you both into tennis? Then maybe look at, is there a tennis player that you both really like? Or are you both into Harry Potter? Then maybe there's a character in there that, you know, really stands out to both of you and you both like. It's a good place to start anyway, if you have to find common ground.
Just for a bit of inspiration sometimes.
Yes, it doesn't have to be that name. But yeah. Anyway, so I said, what do we have in common? And before I did what I do now, I used to work as an actress, and I did a lot of theatre and I did a lot of Shakespeare. And John's parents met at the Richmond Shakespeare sort of society, which is an amateur dramatics group that it still exists, and it existed obviously many, many years ago. And they met doing that, and his mum would act and his dad would direct the Shakespeare productions in and around Richmond in the summer. So I said, should we look at Shakespearean names? Would that be an option? And he said, okay. Luckily, you can find anything online, because even though we both like Shakespeare, I mean, we couldn't just roll off tons of Shakespearean names. I mean, we all know sort of, you know, Hamlet and Romeo, but that was sort of about it. If you had to find something, the people didn't necessarily connect with Shakespeare instantly. But, you know, Google to the rescue, and, you know, we put it in search, and you just get a long list of Shakespearean boys' names. Every single name he's basically used, somebody has sit there and typed into a list.
Yeah. And thank you, whoever's
updated the internet. It's brilliant. Yeah. So we went in and we sort of went down, went, no. And then we got to Orsino, and Orsino is Duke Orsino in Twelfth Night. I don't know how well people know Shakespeare, and it sounds a bit highbrow and a bit far, and it's not meant to, but no, it was just a way for us to kind of connect.
I feel like this is so interesting. It's a bit like finding out how people first meet, you know,
exactly.
You might have friends who are now, you know, together. And I love these stories of finding out how people found their baby's names, and yours is brilliant. I think it's so pleased.
So we get to this, and he says, you know, I quite liked Orlando, and I had that on my list even before we looked to
that. Could you try again?
I'll just try it again. I hit my watch. And
I wondered what was going on.
What's going on here? So I quite liked Orlando, and I'd had that on my list even before, you know, we sort of, you know, went into the whole Shakespeare side of things. But again, John wasn't too keen. So he got to Orsino, and there's a Duke Orsino in Twelfth Night. And it turned out that the only Shakespeare play that John had been in school was Twelfth Night, playing Duke Orsino.
Wow. No way!
Yeah, I know. And it's quite a small role. It's only there at the beginning. But it's got such a lovely quote. It's something like, if music be the food of love, play on. And he kind of opens the whole show with that, and he could still remember those lines, and suddenly it kind of clicked that would be a really lovely name, because we had this Prince Caspian and now we have a Duke Orsino. So there was the literary sort of connotation, and then it fitted. And so that was it again, but this time around I was a lot more protective. I think I had been perhaps a little bit hurt the first time around about people voicing opinions about, you know, my name choice and for a baby that hadn't even arrived yet. So we kept it to ourselves until he was born. And
it's interesting, isn't it, how, you know, pregnancies can be different, and even, you know, the things that come with that. So names, and it can be a completely different process, you know, the second time round, and it could be easier or it can be more difficult. It's different for everyone, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And then again, we had to figure out a middle name, and we went down the sort of little bit more traditional route, and but with a nod to my dad, his name is Tom, so we called him Thomas as a middle name.
Oh, that's lovely.
And so now his initials are, because they both have my kind of Norwegian middle name, which is a bit of a long story, but my Norwegian grandmother's maiden name kind of runs in the family. So now Orsino's initials are Otec. So I think we've already set him up with his massive company, you know, like he's got the name, registered, you know, like Silicon
digital.
Valley, here he comes, you know. No, obviously joking aside, he can be whatever he wants, you know, like there's no pressure. But that's another thing to maybe just look at when you set your heart on a name, is what are the initials going to look like with your last name and any middle names, just so it doesn't spell out anything inappropriate.
Of course. I completely agree. With my second one, we had a much simpler process. So with the first one, we just couldn't really agree on any name until it clicked that we would use my husband's middle name. Mm-hmm. And then so my little one is called Marlo. And it was really, it was simple in a way because I said, okay, I don't mind if we don't have the C this time, mm-hmm. but I want the O. I want them to have the same. So we've got Cameo and Marlo. I just wanted their names to kind of just sit nicely together, sound yes. very similar. You know, I just wanted them to be really, you know, matched in how you say them, how they come off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I went, had to go through lots of websites, lots of I had a book that I went through with names I didn't really do before, not so in depthly. And if anyone's, you know, is out there looking for somewhere, Emma's Diary have a great whole list of names that you can search through as well. And basically I just went through all the names that ended with an O and I just kept saying them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually Marlo didn't come out, but Milo did, so M-I-L-O. But I felt like that. I felt like I knew quite a lot of people who had kids with that name.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sat there one day for like 10 minutes doodling and just kept changing letters around. Like it sounds.
You took inspiration
so kind of...
from your mother-in-law.
Yeah, yes. Oh my gosh, I did. Yeah. Oh no, that is. Oh, she'll love that. She will love that. And I literally just sat there and moved letters around, had like, went through, you know, all the vowels, A, E, I, O, U, and eventually came up with Marlo, and my husband mm-hmm. said, yeah, you know, but this time a little bit like you, we kept it a little bit more private only because we wasn't 100% set on it. We liked it,
yeah,
but we didn't know if something else might pop up, you know.
No, and that's so, obviously happy, yeah,
exactly, because you can change your mind. Mm-hmm. But overall, I mean,
and pregnancy does funny things to your brain, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yes.
Something you like one day, you might not like the next. So that's completely normal.
Exactly. And also, you never know, along your pregnancy, your best friend might name their child
yes.
the name you had. You know, all sorts of things can get thrown into the mix, you know. So just to kind of recap, I guess, on everything we've spoken about, is there any real specific advice you'd give to pregnant women about choosing a baby name? Anything we might have missed along our chat today?
Well, I was just curious, actually, with what you said now, can you search for letters that are not, like, I know you can go online and say you want the letter A as the start of the name, and then you get all the names with A, but can you search on the last letter or middle letter?
I think so. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure I did. And you can search by, I mean, the internet. I mean, you can find anything on the internet, you know. I'm pretty sure I went by all names that ended in O, and that's what I did, basically.
Oh, that's
and
very
I did
interesting.
The same.
Because you might a sound more than a letter, and, you know.
Exactly.
You might want to search for that. Or, as you say, if you have something in the family you want to kind of repeat or pay tribute to, you can do it that way around.
And also enjoy the process, you know. It's a, you know, this is an amazing time, and you get to, you know, name your baby that's on its way or is already here. And, you know, it's an amazing process to do.
It really is.
In hindsight, it was actually really fun, you know, going through all these baby names, that you know, these baby websites that I'd thought of, looked at before. And now I could actually go on and really, I really needed them, you know. It was real life.
And I think also be true to you, because, I mean, we've obviously picked 4 very unusual names. But if you like names that other people have used in the past, or even if your neighbors called it, if it fits for you, that's okay. Nobody's got like a, you know, a hold on a name, you know. So if
exactly.
your cousin had named their first child the same name as you really want to, that doesn't mean you can't use it.
Exactly. And also you can change
hard
you can change spellings around, you can change, you know, we're in such modern times now, you can have a name that sounds traditional but it could just be spelt slightly different, you know. It's
exactly,
it's all, you can make it work for you. It's your baby, it's your child, you can make it work for you.
Yeah, no, exactly, because with Orsino's middle name, because we wanted it to be a little tribute to my dad, who'd been there for us a lot that year, we chose Thomas without the H because he's just Tom. So you can do, as you say, whatever you like, and you can change things around and make it work for you.
Exactly. And you know, at the end of the day, you will definitely make whatever, you know, you'll make the right decision for you, won't you? Because even if it doesn't feel like it at the time, you are doing the right thing.
Yes, and that's, you know, follow your heart and your gut instinct and take inspiration from basically anywhere. I mean, look, we found ours in some unusual places. But that's why I said earlier, exactly, if you have a common interest or you're really into something, maybe start there. And as you say, maybe that will develop into something else.
Exactly.
So whereas these lists and you know, I remember with Ozzy, I went on Emma's Diary, and they do have a great baby name generator as well, which is fun to use, even just as a starting point. Then you don't have to go down that route. You can start there, and then you can look at what you like, and then you can sort of write down, make lists. Even, you know, maybe do, you know, your top five and have your partner do their top five, and then look at, maybe there's one of them that's, if not the same, then at least close, and that might be a way to kind of meet in the middle. But one funny thing that we realised after a couple of months of living with Caspian and Dorsino and not getting very much sleep, you know, as it is when you have a newborn. And then John was up one night, like in the middle of the night, and he came to bed at two, and he suddenly went, "Do you realise something?" And I went, "What?" You know, like, sort of just fallen asleep. "Do you realise that collectively we've called our boys Casino?" I was like, okay, well, let's hope they're lucky then. I don't know. It's quite sweet,
that
actually. So if we have to call both of them very quickly, that's what we'd be shouting out in the playground.
That's brilliant. That's a great way to end the podcast, I think. So thank you so much for coming on, Nadia. And just to add, your children's names are absolutely stunning, so great choices.
Thank you very much. I hope that they will like them. Caspian couldn't say Caspian from the first quite a few years, so he called himself Kappa, and that's kind of still stuck around, so we still call him that sometimes. So sometimes they also name themselves a little bit.
Yeah, it all changes, you know.
Yeah,
things change, don't they? But yeah. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's been lovely speaking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care. Oh, and before you go, actually,
yes.
Before you go, where can we find you online if we can follow you anywhere on Instagram?
If you want to look up what these two weirdly named boys look like. They're wonderful. You can find me on scandimummy.com because of my Scandinavian heritage, and it's scandimummy across all social media handles, so I'm quite easy to look up.
Amazing. Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Holly. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.